Good morning, it's Mitch Gannon from Glasshouse Country and Millennium News and the Sentinel back for another week. And here's what's making news. In GC News, it's a huge week for us. We're celebrating our 40th birthday. And as part of that, we've got a 40-page lift out celebrating those four decades of local journalism. It's packed with stories, photos and memories from the past four decades. And I guess, you know, we've done this to hopefully remind people of why local newspapers still matter. So pick up a copy today. It's a great read. Our lead story in the main paper this week is looking at a proposed third major social housing development for Biwa Parade. Division 1 Councillor Jenny Broderick has concerns about this, saying that Biwa is carrying a disproportionate share of the Sunshine Coast social housing, while the state government says the projects are being delivered where demand is greatest. So there's plenty to take in with that story. In Biwa, work starts next week on a new pedestrian refuge on Peachester Road near Roberts Road. This is the idea being that this will make it safer for school students and pedestrians to cross. And we've got a nice story in Mullaney with respected volunteer Tom Malone being posthumously honoured for more than 40 years of dedicated service helping the community safe, as he was the district's long-serving fire warden. Over in the Sentinel, we've got concerns from residents whose electricity bills are actually increasing from July 1. This comes despite widespread expectations prices would be falling. That was the message, certainly the message that the politicians have been telling us. Also got a story, police are investigating after a student was allegedly assaulted by a trespasser at Moray Fields State High School. And we've also got set regional council's new budget, including a 6% rate rise, plus Urban Utilities' latest water price changes for Somerset customers. And finally, a couple of great community stories with Kilcoy Lions restoring the town's iconic entrance signs after 40 years, while the Rotary Club of Caboolture has helped keep vulnerable residents warm this winter as the cold kicks in through a blanket donation drive. That's a snapshot of what's making news across Glasshouse and Somerset and the Moreton Bay region. Pick up a copy from one of our 80 distribution points, and I'll be back next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.